Hi, we're the Crooks, and you're listening to Unsigned Live with Charlie and Mark.
Hello, and welcome back to Unsigned Live with Charlie and Mark.
And we're joined with Connor from the Sedonas.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
It's so great to speak to you, Connor. How are you?
I'm doing very good. How about you guys?
Great.
We're really good over this end.
Yeah, it's getting pretty late now. It's 20 past 7 in the p.m. What time's it over there?
It's 2:20 p.m.
Okay. Ah.
So
yeah,
thanks.
5 hours before.
Nice little relaxing afternoon then.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so we've got an international caller tonight. We should have like a little buzzer or something.
Yeah, I think so. So you're from the Sedonas, Connor. What are you guys up to at the moment?
At the moment, we're getting a debut album together, actually. We're going down to Nashville pretty soon. Recording about maybe 7 or 10 songs for a debut. It's mostly acoustic-driven, but it'll be a really cool thing to get out there to all our fans, you know? Because right now we just got a few singles, so debut album's going to be coming out soon.
So we played Blues 16 on the show a few weeks ago, but for listeners that haven't really heard you before, how would you describe your sound?
I would describe our sound as somewhat as a folky Bruce Springsteen kind of sound that you got going on there. It's definitely, I would say, Americana sounding. If you're into that, then you definitely enjoy Blues 16. But yeah, it's got a classic rock feel too. So kind of all those things thrown into a pot, mixed around.
Do you think that obviously there's loads of music history surrounding Tennessee. Do you think those have influenced you a little bit?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, most definitely. We live in Knoxville, so that's pretty close to Nashville. So we get a lot of music interlaps, you know, going on between the two cities. So definitely. Yeah.
Is there still an active and big scene at the moment?
In Knoxville, it's kind of died down, honestly. A lot of people are going to Nashville. But, yeah, we still got a pretty good music scene in Knoxville. It's definitely moved to Nashville.
So what sort of gigs are you playing at the moment in Knoxville? And what can we expect if we did end up going to a Sedonas concert?
As of now, we're working on the album. But we've played a few shows as a Sedonas, some local tavern areas. But our live shows are very engaging, I can say that. We like to hear from the audience in our shows. We like to have the audience sing along with their songs. So, you know, very powerful stuff. We don't like sitting there playing if nobody's liking it. So, yeah, we definitely like to engage the crowd in our concerts.
What's been the most memorable gig that you've done? Has there been any crazy experiences like stage diving, crowd surfing, stuff like that?
No crowd surfing at the moment. I don't think the venues that we played at could really, you know, take on crowd surfing, but hopefully we'll get there soon. But I would say probably the most memorable things are just having the audience sing along with your songs, you know, because having that energy come off of them is just, that's a really powerful feeling to get.
Unsigned Live with Charlie and Mark.
105.9 Bishop FM.
That sounds really good. The Sedonas with Wounded Knee, seems to me. And we should have Connor still on the line. Hello.
1,000 miles away, but I'm still here.
He's still here. That's okay. Great news.
I'm great news that it works. So that's a great song. So what was the writing process for that? How long did it take?
I think naturally I'm somewhat good at writing, but like the songs come pretty quickly to me, and I come up with some of a format for the song, generally on piano, and I'll play for the other band members, and we'll just all kind of collectively throw in ideas into there. But you know, it basically starts off with like a seed that I have of an idea to throw into everybody, and we just build off of it. So basically that's the writing process.
So what does everyone do in the band? What's everyone's own job?
Well, I mean, we got a keyboardist, and I'm vocals. I do somewhat of a rhythm guitar too, and then we got a lead guitarist, of course, and a drummer and a bassist, and we got some multi instrumentalists too. My brother, who's actually the keyboard player, also plays slide guitar and steel guitar. So we got a good mix of instruments in there, and it really helps give it that Americana feel, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So do you all, when you're going to the studio, are you using just them instruments exclusively, or do you ever blend any more in?
Yeah, we blend some more in, like harmonica, you know, we got that going on there too. And we really like building off of vocals also, kind of like you've heard of the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we like kind of doing like harmonizing and things like that. Like, I would say vocals are really like the most important parts of the songs.
Yeah.
We just like giving it that that old harmonizing feel of the vocals.
Great.
Great. So, do we have any more information on this album, or is it strictly under wraps?
Well, I mean, it's not strictly under wraps. I can tell you something about it. We got like I'd say about 7 solid songs. It's going to be more of an EP, so we can really get that out to labels, you know, and see if we can get signed with a larger label at the moment. But yeah, we got about 7 songs. We should be heading over to the studio within the next, I'd say, next couple weeks. We got to rehearse a little bit more. But yeah, it's definitely going to be something to look forward to. We'll really be able to get our sound out there to everybody and all our fans and give them what they're wanting, hopefully.
Definitely, we'll be looking forward to that. So if anyone listening tonight would like to learn more, do you have somewhere on the internet where they should go?
Oh yeah, we're all over the place. We got Twitter, Facebook, Reverb Nation, YouTube. We got a press kit that you can go view if you want. But basically, if you look us up on Facebook or Twitter, you can find all our social media outputs and just, you know, click on them, read all about us.
Thank you very much.
That's great. Thanks a lot, Connor.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Unsigned Live with Charlie and Mark.
105.9 Bishop FM.